fantastic. Probably not.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Dave doesn't need anybody.
Welcome on into the Girly Quiz. Once a week, we test Dave on all things girly. We started this game on the show in 2022, can you believe? He's been asked so many bleeding questions since then, and he still knows nothing.
But not hey, a thing.
We aim to teach Dave and the men of Dublin and beyond a thing or two every Thursday.
It is funny
on the
how
show.
This works, because I do listen to the, I get the answers or I get them wrong, and then you'll tell me the answer. And I honestly think you could ask me the same questions every week. I probably still
Well, do you know what, Dave? 4 years in, we might have to start doing that, pal, because women are complex creatures, but the pot does be running dry sometimes.
Fair enough.
Dave has two lifelines, and they're there to help him get through the week. One's a Simplify, but one is his phone a female, and it's Shauna this morning, and you're in luck, Dave, because she's got two daughters in the car as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic. Shauna, good morning. Thank you very much for helping me out
good
this morning.
Morning.
What are your daughters' names?
Lenny May and Mia.
Lenny May and Mia, did you say?
Yeah.
Cool names.
Fantastic. Very cool names. All right, well, Shauna, Lenny May and Mia. What age are Lenny May and Mia? Because, you know, this is the girly quiz after all. Do you ever worry that I might say the wrong thing?
No, they're always asking questions anyway. They're 10 and 7.
Very good. All right. All right, well, Shauna, I'm sure I will need you at some point. What is your area of expertise? Is it body parts? Is it beauty? Is it health? What is it?
She's a mum.
Well, I'm a hairdresser as well, so maybe if something hair and beauty came
Fantastic.
Up, I might be of you.
And you're a mum, Shauna. This is a Jackie of all trades, which is exactly what I
this
love.
This is it.
Amazing, Shauna. Thank you so much. I'm sure I will need you. Please stay there.
And as you know as well, you've already gone and done it, Shauna. You've won the €100 Elvery sports voucher just for coming on, because the girly quiz is with the VHI Women's Winnie Marathon, which happens on Sunday week. Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this thing. I'm delighted she said she worked in hairdressing.
Came far.
Because question number one is this.
What is hairdressing?
Please describe.
Name a hairdresser.
Shauna.
Shauna. Do you want her daughter's names too? Because I got them.
Dave, what are the risks of wearing a tight ponytail repeatedly?
Oh, how many you want?
I'd accept anything more, two or more.
Okay, can I say it?
Say whatever you want.
Okay, yesterday when Emma ran the Lewis, she had a ponytail and she had saw the video after.
Oh, you devil.
And she said, God, I have such a bald patch. And I didn't go, no. I went, yep. But it was just the side of her head.
You said it isn't bad, but I said, God, I have a really bad hairline when my hair is tight.
I didn't think you have a bad hairline, but I do see that you had a bald patch. So I wonder, is it revealing bald patches? Or maybe is it putting strain on the hair? Also, I'm saying, like, headaches. And I'm talking about, like, maybe bad for, like, split ends or something like that. I don't know if I've said any of the right answers.
Are you locking in what you've said?
I'm locking in bald patch, potentially. Potential bald patch, and I'm locking in strain on the hair, and I'm locking in headaches.
You didn't even need Shauna. Well done, Dave. Yeah, traction alopecia can be a problem sometimes. Causing,
didn't say that.
Well, it can lose hair loss.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Causing a receding hairline, which is clearly what the story is with me, if you saw that video yesterday.
Interesting.
Need to get the yell bangs put back in. Permanent hair follicle damage, compression headaches. Yeah, that
one. Hey, I got headaches.
Widespread hair breakage, you said split ends. And I love my Simplify, which you didn't get to.
What
but I always have to highlight them sometimes.
Go on.
B was being mistaken for Ariana Grande.
I hate your Simplify sometimes, and I hate them. Bring Fiona back.
Leave me alone. Right, Dave, question number two on the girly quiz this week. You have not used a lifeline yet.
No, still Shauna, Lenny May and Mia on the line.
What does the MAC stand for?
The MAC?
In MAC Cosmetics.
Mediterranean Atlantic Cruises.
Mine Lancer?
No. That's MSC and it's Mediterranean something cruises.
So MAC, what does MAC stand for?
MAC.
M-A-C.
Makeup and cosmetics. Oh God, has he done it? Has he done it? Have I freaked everyone out because no one's going to get that? I have so much confidence in that answer. And yet no confidence. It's a kind of fun way to place to be in life. Like fully cocky about it. But
also terrified.
But do you know when I said makeup and cosmetics, Callum and Emma didn't look at each other. So I thought, maybe it's not right. Oh, do I go for it? Is all of Dublin screaming, going, go for it, go for it? No.
You've got two lifelines.
I've got two lifelines. Let's call in Shauna, Lenny, May and Mia.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Shauna, I need your help here. And the question is, what is it, Emma?
What does the MAC stand for in MAC Cosmetics?
Oh, why would it be Cosmetics Cosmetics? That's so stupid. Why would it be Makeup and Cosmetics Cosmetics?
No. Don't mind that. Don't get thrown by that. I'm just trying to explain what the company is.
Okay, right. Shauna, what do you think?
I am almost 90% sure it's actually Makeup Art Cosmetics.
Makeup Art Cosmetics.
Yeah.
Well, Shauna, thank God I didn't go for my answer. All right, I thought
well,
it was...
Well, hopefully it's right now.
I thought it was Makeup and Cosmetics. Shauna's saying it's Makeup Art Cosmetics. I'm going to go with Shauna. Makeup Art Cosmetics.
Final answer.
Yes, Shauna! Yes. Well done. Unbelievable. You have earned that 100 euro every sport voucher.
You were so close, but yeah, Makeup Art Cosmetics.
Okay, so is it MAC Cosmetics?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah. How do I explain it? Yeah, it is a bit stupid.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yes. MAC Cosmetics makeup. Yeah, anyway, my simplify there would have been Makeup Artist Collection.
Okay, Ooh. Makeup art. We say again?
I would have, my simplify was the correct answer. Makeup Artist Collection.
Very good.
So that
very, I would have went for that one. I would have went for that one. Anyway, Shauna, congratulations. 100 euro every sport voucher on the way to you. Have a fantastic day.
Well
and
done.
To you too, Lenny, May and Mia. Good luck.
Will do. Bye.
I needed to get some credibility back there after my first simplify. okay, great. You still have your 50-50. And we're rolling into question number 3. I think this is a bit of a maths question.
Oh, God. Shauna, come back.
On average, and I'll accept in or around here, I'm not going to be obviously nasty because it does obviously vary from woman to woman.
Okay.
But on average, how many periods will a woman have in her lifetime?
Oh, dear God. Can I calculate?
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay, so I want to say...
So think about the first period and think about menopause and those kind of timelines.
I want to say you could probably get your first period around maybe 12 on average, right?
Yeah.
I want to say your final period is probably around, on average, I want to say about 45. I could be wrong, but I'm going to do the maths and then I'm going to...
Come back to you.
So 45 minus 12 is 33 years. So 33 years... Maybe I should round up to 35 years. Okay, I would say an answer of 35 years. Emma, please simplify it.
So here's what I'm asking you, right? I'm asking you how many periods.
Oh, crap, sorry.
Right?
That's 35 years.
Multiplied by?
35 however. Multiplied by 12. 420 periods.
Is that your final answer?
No, it's not. I want you to simplify it.
Dave. On average, how many periods will a woman have in her lifetime? Is it A, 450?
Oh.
Or is it B, I hate myself, 2,500?
Yeah, baby! Final answer, 450.
Yes,
unreal.
So yeah, you were right. The first period occurs around the age of 12 on average. You were a little bit low on your guess for menopause.
Oh yeah, what is that? Like 40?
Typically around the age of about 51.
Oh, sorry.
So there's typically around 39 years of reproductive.
What I meant there by when I said 40 was 40 years of periods. What I didn't think people
it's
get
grand.
Their menopause at 40.
No. That's not. It's
okay,
grand.
Interesting.
So yeah, the average woman will have about 400 to 450 periods in her lifetime. This, oh my God, Callum just sent me this fact. Girls, this is sad. This number equates to spending roughly 10 years menstruating.
Oh my God. Do you know, I want to know something sad? And I always think this is sad. Maybe people think this is not sad. My sister, when she had her first period ever, she asked Mam, and does it just happen the once?
Oh, poor
and
darling.
And Mam's heart broke because she said this is going to happen every month for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Specifically, maybe 450 times. Oh, Do you know what? The girly quiz is meant to be fun, and we've just ruined everyone's day.
Dave, well done.
Yep.
It's the girly quiz with the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Walk, jog, or run your way on Sunday, May 31st.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy. On it, on it,
on it. Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.